Emma Destinová was born in Prague in 1878 as Emilia Pavlina Kytlová to a wealthy patriotic family. She was a very gifted child, encouraged in her early interest in music by her parents, who were enthusiastic supporters of the arts. Emma first studied the violin with Ferdinand Lachner and acting with the famous Prague actress Otilia Sklenářová-Malá. From 1892 to 1897, she studied voice with Maria Lerva Destin, whose name Emma later adopted as a tribute to her beloved teacher. Young Emma was first rejected by three opera houses before she finally appeared in Berlin's Hofoper in June 1898 as Santuzza in Masani's Cavalleria Rusticana. Her performance was an instant success. But before we start the account of Emma Destinová's successes in the world of opera, we should mention that before her first appearance on stage, Emma had made her artistic debut as a writer. František Fürbach is a historian and chairman of the Emma Destinová Club, which was founded in 1992 in the town of Jindřichův Hradec.
Málo kdo ví, že jako umělkyně se také zabývala tvorbou literární.
Few people know that Emma Destinová was not only a diva, but also an accomplished writer. Writing was not a mere pastime for her. In her passport, she stated both singer and author as her occupation. She started writing when she was very young. At the age of 14, she wrote some fine poetry. And at the age of 18, in 1896, three of her dramas were premiered in Prague. So, she made her first artistic appearance as a playwright. Not a singer.
Ona debutovala jako umělkyně nikoli jako pěvkyně, ale jako dramatická autorka.
For the next decade after her singing debut in Berlin, Emma enjoyed success after success. She sang in more than 40 roles and made over 700 stage appearances at the Berlin Hofoper. The triumph of her Berlin engagement was her spectacular performance of Richard Strauss's Salome, first performed in December 1906 with Strauss conducting the orchestra. For the 1901-1902 season, Emma was a guest performer at the opera in the German city of Bayreuth, where her artistic achievements opened doors for her to famous European opera houses, including London's Covent Garden. For 12 spring seasons between 1904 and 1919, Emma performed in London, making 225 appearances in 18 operas on Covent Garden's stage. One of her most acclaimed performances at Covent Garden was the London premiere of Giacomo Puccini's Madame Butterfly in 1905, where she sang with perhaps the greatest tenor of all times, Enrico Caruso. Emma Destinová and Caruso sang together on 47 occasions in London, in a succession of operas including Cavalleria Rusticana, Aida, Don Giovanni, Madame Butterfly and Tosca. The peak of Emma Destinová's career were her years at the most prestigious opera in the world, the New York Metropolitan Opera. She sang 8 full seasons at the Met, where she made 250 stage appearances in 21 roles. Her most acclaimed role at the Metropolitan was Minnie with Caruso and Toscanini in the world premiere of Puccini's La Fanciulla del West. In America, Emma experienced triumphant success and earned a fortune. However, her impressive career was interrupted by the First World War. Emma's return from New York to war-torn Europe in 1916 had fateful consequences for her career. Her links with the patriotic resistance movement at home resulted in her passport being confiscated and she was confined to her summer residence, a manor house at Straš nad Nežárkou in South Bohemia. Her two-year absence from the Met had meanwhile opened doors for a new generation of singers. As the war drew to its end, Emma Destinová was allowed to sing at Prague's National Theatre. She made 82 appearances on its stage. She also performed in theatres in Pilsen, Brno and several other venues. The audience everywhere greeted her with enthusiastic manifestations of support for her patriotism, which was central to Emma's character. That is also why Emma promoted Czech opera during her entire career. And a half decades after her debut, in the 1922-1923 season, she bid farewell to regular artistic activity with a concert tour around Scandinavia and a number of guest appearances on home stages in the cities of Pilsen, Bratislava, Ostrava, Brno and Prague. Emma Destinová spent her last years at her manor in Straš nad Nežárkou, walking in the woods and fishing in the river. But much of her time was occupied with her manor house, the management of its woods and ponds, and the mill, brewery and distillery, which Emma later bought. These took up all her time and drained substantially her large fortune. On January the 28th, 1930, at the age of only 52, Emma Destinová died unexpectedly while visiting her doctor in České Budějovice. To commemorate the 125th anniversary of the diva's birth, the Emma Destinová Club has just published the fourth edition of her novel In the Shade of a Blue Rose. Historian František Firbach again.
Napsala řadu povídek, spousta básní zůstala v rukopise zůstal dlouhou dobu i její německy psaný román.
She wrote a number of short stories. A series of poems remained in manuscript as well as her German novel, Herr Dr. Casanova, describing her beginnings in Berlin. Its Czech translation was published as late as 1988. In 1902, Emma published her collection of poems, Sturm und Ruhe, written in German, and its Czech translation was published in 1995. Her three-part novel, In the Shade of a Blue Rose, was first published in 1924. The last tome was printed shortly after Emma's death.
Anyone who is interested in the life and work of Emma Destinová should travel to the town of Jindřichův Hradec in South Bohemia to see the permanent exhibition dedicated to the artist in the local museum. But to see a portrait of the diva, you don't have to travel so far. Her image decorates the Czech 2,000 crown banknote. As Mr. Fürbach from the Emma Destinová Club says, the most beautiful banknote in the world.
Thank you.